Welcome to the Angry Admins Podcast, Episode 1, October 30th, 2006. In this episode, we'll discuss Firefox 2.0, Tropos hardware, and the fall of LickCenter. Hello again, this is the Angry Admins Podcast. My name is Joe Bibby.
And I'm Ryan Necessary.
And in this podcast, this is our first episode, we're going to try to focus a little more on business hardware and the duties of a system administrator and review things that will help them out. So how are you doing today, Ryan?
I'm doing pretty good. Luckily had kind of a quiet weekend. Last week was hell, and the weather was good, so it was nice just to kind of get caught up and rest on the couch a little bit and basically pursue doing nothing.
Yes, that is. The pursuit of nothing is a beautiful thing.
Yes, especially when you achieve it.
Yeah. I had about the same weekend. You know, I was gone last week on a trip and got sick while I was there. So when I got back, it was nice to just come back and relax a little bit. We had some nice weather out here, which is rare. So got to get out and get some fresh air and kind of just get over my cold I had.
Yeah, this is Houston. So, I mean, most of the time it's either very hot or pouring down rain. You know, yeah. So nice weather's hard to come by here.
Yeah, I'm still getting used to that, you know, but I don't miss the blizzards from Indiana, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get started. First, why don't we talk about the fall of LickSang?
Yeah, so LickSang was a company based in China, famous for their website where you could get all sorts of games and hardware consoles, mod chips, stuff like that. They recently have really been under attack by Sony's lawyers. They had alleged copyright infringement because, you know, these guys could, you know, say if some PlayStations were being sent to one country and say you're in the UK and you're going to have to wait a few months. Well, these guys could, you know, basically reroute hardware. They would buy it from overseas and they send it to the UK before it was actually supposed to be there. So Sony kind of got upset, and they were mad because these guys had documentation and stuff on their side from Sony. So I think they were just kind of throwing a wrench in Sony's plans as far as their distribution dates and things like that. So early last week, they just put an announcement on their site that said, you know, we're done. We're going to shut this down. There's too many lawsuits, and we're just not going to deal with this anymore. So I think it caught a lot of people by surprise, a lot of disappointed gamers out there. When PlayStation 3 comes out and, you know, now there's like a major distributor that's not going to be there, a major, you know, route for getting the stuff into the country, maybe even ahead of time. So I think a lot of gamers are going to really miss these guys.
So basically they would let you import items before you could get them in your region. So that basically sums it up.
Yeah, and they kind of caught a bad rap. I think early on they were huge into the whole mod chip thing, and then, you know, Sony sent all the cease and desist letters and this and that, and their lawyers, you know, got all up in arms about it, and I think they came under new management and they kind of reinvented themselves and said, okay, well, we're not all about mod chips, you know, now we're about, you know, getting hardware to the people that want it. And apparently, according to, you know, like Chinese laws, commercial laws, that it was kind of a gray area. Like these guys said, well, you know, hey, we're not doing anything illegal in China, you know, we're just basically buying things legally and, you know, reselling them to other people that want it. But I guess Sony disagreed. Of course, Sony, you know, these guys are so big. You know, we got Sony Pictures, we got, you know, these movies coming out, we got Sony BMG, you know, the music label, Sony Electronics. I mean, these guys are just into everything. They're like, I would say these guys are like the Microsoft of electronics. They're just so huge, and, you know, these little guys, they, you know, they don't like it when somebody gets into their turf, so.
Yeah, so they started out with mod chips. Yeah, I thought I remembered I'd maybe purchased a mod chip from them or somehow indirectly through them from my original Xbox, which I was really happy with. And then they lost. I wonder if do you think they really got pushed out by Sony, or maybe they are using that as a cover for their failed business model?
I don't know. To me, I would be very surprised if a company that does what they do would shut their doors, you know, right before a PlayStation 3 and really for that matter a Nintendo Wii about to come out. It just seemed to me, and you know, if this was happening in the spring, I would say, well, we're beyond the launches, they made their money and now they're going to get out. But, you know, before either of these, you know, major consoles come out and they're shutting their doors, I can't help but think that maybe it was actually the lawsuits or, you know, something, you know, in the legal realm that they decided just wasn't worth the fight.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. You know, it's companies are very sue happy these days. They want to keep their trademarks. They want to keep their intellectual property. You know, this intellectual property is such a stress lately, and I think we're going to see it more and more that companies are going to really want to take ownership of their name and not let anybody else distribute it in a manner that they haven't approved. And it's too bad to see a company like Lixang go, because I know the more I get into it, the more I want stuff that is in Japan only, and now I have one less way to get it. It's too bad.
Right. Well, that was the other thing, too, is that there were, you know, a lot of software titles that, you know, American gamers were interested in that were never going to be released in the United States. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now, you know, a major doorway for those things to come here has been slammed shut, so it's unfortunate.
It is too bad. But from a death to a birth, we see the release of Firefox 2.0 this week.
Yes.
This is something I think some people are excited about and some people aren't as excited about. What's your take on this, Ryan?
Firefox 2, I'm happy to see it come around. There's some negative. I mean, people are kind of complaining that, oh, well, you know, it's not working with this style sheet on this site, or you broke this add-on, or, you know, it's not that different than the old ones, and, you know, 1.5 was fine, you know, why are we have 2.0 now? But in my mind, these are just, you know, haters that, you know, just don't like anything. I'm happy to see the spell check. I'm happy to see the anti-phishing add-ons. You know, I'm not sure how well it's going to work. You know, time will tell. The whole, you know, the close button for the tabs is nice. I mean, that's something that I kind of liked. Being able to recover from a browser crash or from a system crash, that's nice to get your session back. I think all these are worthy things. I mean, I'm glad to see it. I've got it running at home now. I haven't upgraded at work. But, you know, I think it's worthy.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I'm not convinced that it's really a 2.0 release. You know, when Firefox 1.0 came out, it was a big push from the beta version, and you know, they finally had cleaned it up, and I don't really see that major change here in version 2.0. You know, they went straight from 1.5 to 2.0, and it seems like this is more like 1.75. It's really not, there's not a fresh interface, there's no real major overhauls. I still am very happy to see it. I'm glad to see that there's still competition out there for Internet Explorer, and that Mozilla is really pushing ahead and really fine-tuning it. That's really what I feel like this is they're fine-tuning it. They added a lot of features that were already there in their extensions, which, you know, the closing the individual tabs, that was an extension you could add. The anti-phishing is a new thing, but, you know, saving your session was definitely an add-on you could use. And so it's an interesting way that they